You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. We pick up on one of the big stories, and that is with regards to what's happening in Iraq. The battle for Mosul. And that has been the main event. The battle for Mosul is intensifying as Iraqi government forces and Kurdish troops edge closer towards the country's second largest city. According to Kurdish regional government, interior ministry, the Iraqi army is only 5 kilometers from Mosul, and they could even be closer. Several towns and villages have recently been cleared, including the predominantly Christian towns of Bertila and Qaraquish, southeast of Mosul. Fierce battles are raging on in multi fronts. But fighters of the Islamic State of Iraq and Levant, ISIL, also known as ISIS, are hitting back. ISIL fighters have slowed down the advancing forces by waging waves of coordinated suicide car bomb attacks, deploying tens of snipers and relying on a network of trenches and tunnels. ISIL is also maneuvering and relying on old tactics seen in previous battles in Iraq. So that is where this stands. Another key question is, what is next after the government presumably declares victory over ISIL? Many people in Iraq fear that the seeds for other extremist groups already planted. On Saturday, a group of suicide attackers and fighters launched an early morning raid on government buildings and a power plant in the ethnically mixed Kurdish-dominated city of Kirkuk, which is southeast of Mosul. The attack killed more than a dozen people. ISIL's aim was to distract and confuse Iraqi government forces and Kurdish Peshmerga fighters to open new fronts and to grab international media headlines. Several tactics were employed during the battle to retake the cities of Tikrit, Ramadi and Fallujah. The Iraqi government and Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi appears determined to recapture ISIL's stronghold of Mosul. Abadi had previously said that ISIL in Iraq could be defeated by the end of 2016. It could be a matter of time before his plans succeed. However, ISIL is outnumbered and outgunned, but there are growing fears over the human cost of this campaign. US-led coalition warplanes have been pounding targets in Mosul for months. They have stated that the targets were ISIL positions, but reports from inside the city suggest that civilians have also been killed. Mosul has a population of more than 2 million people. It's not clear how many have left. ISIL captured the city back since 2014. Some residents have fled, but the vast majority remain trapped at the mercy of ISIL. The coalition airstrikes, the Iraqi army forces, Peshmerga fighters and Shia militia. The stakes for Mosul are high. What happens there could determine the future of Iraq and the direction in which the country will head. Another key question is, what is next after the government presumably declares victory over ISIL? Many people in Iraq fear that it will continue. A quick flashback to 2013 reminds us that ISIL had its origins in the Al-Qaeda in Iraq, led by Jordanian Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Zarqawi galvanized many fighters, transformed the group and introduced new insurgency tactics. After his death in a U.S. military raid in 2006, the group became known as the Islamic State of Iraq, led by Abu Umar al-Baghdadi. Baghdadi was killed by Iraqi and U.S. forces in 2010, and the group got yet another leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, a former inmate held in a U.S. prison in southern Iraq in 2004, and set free 4 years later. He ultimately led the group to fight in Syria's war in 2012 and formed what is present-day ISIL. Many Iraqis argue that the main reason that the group exists is the injustice inflicted on Iraqi Sunni Arabs in 2003. The Iraqi government has a huge responsibility. It needs to end the perceived marginalization of Sunnis and end arbitrary arrest, torture and humiliation. Some analysts cite the need for a real and effective reconciliation process to create job and employment and power sharing. Those are some of the points that we need to reflect on. We now have details that our guest joins us, and that is Brother Ahmed Al-Burai. He's a lecturer at the Istanbul Aden University. Brother Ahmed, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khair for joining us. We look at the Mosul offensive and what has transpired. Why is this Mosul offensive so important to the Middle East region as a whole?
For the whole region, first, thank you for having me. And, you know, the operation itself is very crucial, not only for the Iraqi future, but also for the whole region. Because if the operation itself, if it succeeds, then the so-called radical jihads, jihadists, radical Islamists will not have another heaven, because they would have proven to be a big failure. Their project of radicalism would be faced by the new projects. But this is in case, just one case, if the people of the Mosul, the 2 million people who are living inside the city, would feel that the coalition is sincere in uprooting radicalism and extremism and not replacing them with another form of radicalism, which is the popular mobilization units or fronts that is called al-Hashd al-Sha'bi, the Shia militias. So the people, the whole region is fed up with extremism, and they want to get rid of all form of extremism. They don't want to replace the American occupation with Al-Qaeda, then with ISIS, then now with another Shia militia. They want to get rid of the whole forms because they fed up, and they want to live like the real civilized world.
How will the Battle of Mosul affect Iraq?
Iraq. Yeah, for the Iraqi people, again, you cannot take it as one entity. You have the central government in Baghdad. You have the Kurdistan government. This is the Kurds, the pro-Kurdish government. And then you have the Sunnis, the Shia, the different other sectarian groups. So for the Iraq in general, the point is the people, generally, they want to have a centralized government where they can practice real democracy, they can elect their representatives, they can have real powerful government. So in case this happens, and they would have such a chance. But the point is, again, the people are not, happy about the operation, because Turkey is not being involved directly in the operation, and they fear that the coalition with the central government, they are not as sympathetic with the Sunni sect as the Turkey. That's why they're desperate to have Turkey involved. And Turkey, because of that, will not relinquish the participation easily.
When we look at the battle for Mosul, can Iraq defeat ISIL without destroying Mosul?
You have to consider two points here. The first point is ISIL itself. They're not going to abandon Mosul without a fight. They're going to fight fearlessly, and there are some reports saying that their militants already planted the whole streets of Mosul with mines. So I think they're going to be a very fierce battle. Though the number of the, you know, this could surprise your listeners, the number of the ISIS affiliates and militants in the city are no more than 8,000. So, but the point is, they're going to have like suicide bombers, so it's not going to be an easy task for them, because it's the last haven for ISIS. It's the most important stronghold for them. That's for one part. For the other part, the government and its coalition, they're engulfing the whole city with the popular mobilization units. And most of them, they're Shia, and these people, they're holding anybody who's fleeing the ISIS-held territories and investigate with them. Some of them forcibly disappear, some of them publicly executed. Others, they've been accused of, that's the International Amnesty reports saying that they're being extrajudicial executions in the streets. So, the point is, the people are trapped between both parties, and it's not an easy job to say that it's going to be finished in the what the people are thinking it's going to be, because there must be intensive consideration of the post battle. ISIS will be, by a way or another, will be crashed. Well, because they're not big number, they're not in good training. But the point, what will happen next?
Yes, that is the question. But at this present moment, right now in Iraq, who controls what?
For the north part, which is Mosul and, you know, other cities like Ramadi, like Fallujah, like Anbar, these cities, the majority of the people are Sunni. There are other parts in the northeast near the borders with Iran and Turkey. Most of them are Kurds, and they're still Sunnis. In the south, you have the majority of the people, they're Shia. What happened, these places like Fallujah, Ramadi, and Salah al-Din, other cities, provinces, they've been evacuated, and that's the big concern of Turkey. The people were displaced, they fled their homelands, escaping from the heavy artillery, the conflict, the warring parties, and they escaped to Turkey and to Kurdistan, Erbil in the north. So they've been displaced, with replaced by other sects and other sectarian groups. And that's what, again, the big concern of Turkey. If the Mosul battle goes on with the way the central government is planning, with the coalition, with the United States, without the real engagement and involvement of the Turkish army, we may witness again other massacres and massive influxes of refugees that will lead to the evacuation of the city from the aboriginal citizens.
Should Turkey get more involved in Iraq as it is in Syria?
Can you repeat that question, please?
So, can we expect Turkey to get more involved in Iraq like how it is involved in Syria?
Definitely. Erdogan, the Turkish president, he said unequivocally, we will participate, and nobody can prevent or preclude Turkey to participate and take part in the Mosul battle. Because they, first, the borders. Second, they have the Turkmen and the Sunni Arabs. And third, they are the ones who are taking the biggest share of the refugees. So it doesn't make any sense that Turkey is not involved. And today, just today, I was listening to his speech here in Turkey. He was speaking to a group of representatives from different provinces, and he said, if the United States and its coalition are interested in defeating ISIS, we are ready, 100% ready, and with full capacity to participate and take part. But the only condition is we're not going to fight side by side with the Kurdish militia, that is the PKK and the YPG and the PYD. These are the pro-Kurdish outlawed militias. Turkey designate them as terrorists because they already perpetrated a huge number of attacks against Turkish citizens and in Turkish cities. So, but Turkey will not relinquish, will never relinquish. They will take part. And Carter, just a couple of days ago, he was here in Turkey, and he said that Turkey and the Iraqi central government have agreed in principle to participate in Turkish participation.
Yes, we hope that participation will be one that will bring the difference. Brother Ahmed, Jazakum Allah khair for speaking to us on Radio Islam.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank
you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam.
That was Brother Ahmed Al-Burai speaking to us about the battle for Mosul.